It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Police in Blacksburg, Virginia, say a 23-year-old student is responsible for the worst shooting rampage in U.S. history. They identified Sungwi Cho as the gunman who killed 32 people at Virginia Tech yesterday morning. He then took his own life. NPR's David Green is covering this story and joins us now from Blacksburg. And David, what more do you know about the gunman?
Well, Renee, as you said, his name is Sungwi Cho, and what officials are telling us is that he was a senior, 23 years old, an English major at Virginia Tech. His residence was Centerville, Virginia, although he was in the United States as a resident alien, and he was living on campus in a dorm called Harper Residence Hall, which was not the dorm where the first shooting took place yesterday morning.
And what did police say about the weapons he used?
Well, they found at Norris Hall, which now that was the second building where the later shooting, the more violent shooting with more deaths took place. They found a 9mm handgun. They also found a .22 caliber handgun. Now they tell us that ballistic testing was done on those weapons at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives Lab in Maryland. They got it up there pretty quickly. And those lab results confirmed that one of the two weapons seized at Norris Hall was used in both shootings. Now, the question is, what does that mean? It means that this at least one weapon was used in both of the shootings, but what officials are telling us here is they don't know conclusively that this gentleman was responsible for the shootings at both locations, although they're saying it's safe to perhaps surmise that at this point, but they're being very careful.
And at this point, is there any word on a motive?
Well, that's the big question, I think, hanging over this campus is why? And they had no answers today. And in fact, it was interesting. A whole number of officials came in and spoke to reporters. They left after they spoke, took no questions whatsoever. And one university official told us that there was a debate on campus about whether they should take questions. And some people thought that this was a good time to take some more detailed questions from the press. But some people who felt that way were overruled.
Well, we did hear a little more this morning about the shooting at Norris Hall, as you say, in the College of Engineering. That's where 30 people were killed. And we have a clip from the news briefing in this last hour. Let's just listen to a bit.
What went on during that incident certainly caused tremendous chaos and panic in Norris Hall. As a result, it's greatly complicated our being able to process the scene, if you can imagine. That at the crime scene, that the personal effects were strewn about the entire second floor at Norris Hall.
And that's Virginia State Police Superintendent Steve Flaherty. David, where is the investigation proceeding from here?
Well, Renee, as you heard, they just described such a horrific scene in four different classrooms, and they said they're now going about identifying remains that they haven't been able to identify and working to get the identities of everyone. They say there are a handful of bodies they have not been able to confirm the identity of and notify family members. And until they do that, for all of the victims, they're going to wait to release the names.
And what about school officials? How are they dealing with the aftermath?
Well, they've shut down classes for the rest of this week. Norris Hall is shut down for the rest of the semester, and they're having a convocation today. And President Bush is going to be coming. It's at 2 p.m., and it was interesting. They said that now that the president is coming, the White House is sort of in control now as to which media can get in and how things are going to be handled. But 2 p.m. today, a little over an hour, and the president will be here.
Thanks for joining us. NPR's David Green in Blacksburg, Virginia.